My IGN. This is the My IGN Q&A, the podcast that we do every month where we take your questions and we pretend like we're experts and we answer them. So, I almost said we pretend like we're experts there, which I guess I still got Final Fantasy on the brain.
I be Funkle.
Alright, I get to be, I'll be Alexander. Alright, no one else is chiming in, that's okay.
Now, like,
so I am John, aka Gamers Unanimous. Let's just begin like we always do and go around and introduce ourselves and what we've been playing. So somebody kick us off.
Okay, well, I'm Eli, also known as Paul Salon. I kind of rage quit Skyward Sword yesterday because I got really tired of collecting music notes underwater.
Oh, that part sucks.
Yeah, and then I decided to start off BioShock 2 today.
Oh, very good. What were you playing? Is it your first run-through of Skyward Sword, or are you playing, like, Hero Mode?
Nah, it's my first run-through.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you picked a good spot to stop playing. I almost stopped playing there, too.
I'll go. Tom, Jensen Hirasha, and I've been playing Dragon Age.
How do you like it?
It's pretty fun.
All right, Bob, I think we're up to you.
That was the most enthusiastic opinion of a gamer.
I haven't played too much of it yet.
It's okay. It's good. I like it. Bob, God of Moogles. The last game I was playing is about 5 or 6 hours of Chocobo Racing yesterday.
Yeah.
From the playing it. It's quite an enjoyable game. I've always wanted to play it, and Shinji Takayama threw a copy at me in the mail, so I got to play it. It's quite funny. So it was a good break from more serious gaming. I unlocked Squall and Cloud, so now I can race around.
And continue to race as a Moogle?
Oh, no. He's a Chubby Chocobo. Chubby Chocobo is worth that.
All right, so as I said before, I am John on my IGN. I'm Gamers Unanimous, and the most recent game I just played was I was playing Pokemon Black and White and continue to fill up my Pokedex. I just hit 600, so the end is near.
Of your marriage?
That is a lot.
The game.
of the game, yes.
I'm at like 400, and then I kind of stopped.
Yeah, eventually you reach a plateau. Like, I'd reached 400 about a year ago, a little while after the game came out, and then I stopped for a long time and just recently got back into it because it's tough. It's tough, but I am a whore and a collector, so I need to get them all.
Yeah. And you know what? In the last 2 days, I've played, kind of off topic, so much Tetris that I'm seeing it everywhere I go.
Tetris on the DS?
No, I was playing it on Facebook.
Okay.
But it's the same thing. And I was playing on 3DS as well. But I've spent like probably 6 to 8 hours in the last 2 days playing Tetris because I've been too lazy to do anything else. And now I'm seeing like these Tetronimos everywhere.
So we do also, we're expecting a special guest. Weezen from IGN is supposed to be joining us. And I was hoping that she'd kind of show up while we were doing our intros here, but she's MIA, but as soon as she shows up, we'll get her in here and have her do an intro. Something new I wanted to do this time around was, before we get into everyone else's question, I wanted to see if you guys had any topics that you wanted to bring up for discussion.
Well, so this topic was kind of triggered by the IGN Nintendo team, where they start asking how much would you be willing to pay for the Wii U, and I did a nifty little blog post on that, and kind of wondering your opinions on how much you'd be willing to pay for it.
Well, I'll $1 million. I'm a Nintendo fanboy, so I'm gonna get this thing regardless. I would love to pay $250 or $300 for it. I think that's the sweet spot. But if it comes out at like $400, which I think is should be the ceiling on it, then I will definitely get it then as well. It doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be willing to pay up to around $350 for it because I'm a patient person. I can wait for a system to drop down in value. I will be buying a PS3 this November when I can get a bundle for like $150 with two games. I'm pretty patient when it comes to this stuff, so I have no urgency to getting getting it right away. So if it's at 350 or less, I'll be buying it.
Tom, are you getting a Wii U at launch?
No, I'm poor. I can't buy anything.
Well, yeah, well, I've been there before.
I might steal one.
Like some
beat up shot. Someone that's walking away with it.
Walking out of
as they're going to their car.
So Bob, you've exercised an enormous amount of restraint here. We talked about Skyward Sword, and now we're talking about the Wii U, and you have yet to make a hateful comment.
Eli rage quit at I would say about my fifth or sixth rage quit point in Skyward Sword. It didn't bother me as much as fighting the same boss over and over again. But I digress. Wii U price. I won't pay anything over $300 for it. And if that takes 4 or 5 years, then it takes 4 or 5 years. Because
the same boat as me.
Your reason to buy it, which they have yet to do, I'm not even going to, it's not even on the table. So until they wow me with more games than my 3DS has wowed me with, I don't want to be in this thing where there's one game being released every other month. So until they can prove that they're going to be a steady stream of games to justify paying over $300, I'm going to wait for it to plummet in price.
I'm not going to argue with you on that point, but I will say that in the Sand Sea in Skyward Sword, when you're just in the empty room and you're using your little tool to blow away sand and you uncover the scorpion, that was fucking cool. So
yeah, it would have been cooler if that boss...
I think he was talking about the imprisoned.
Oh, yeah. No.
The spiky Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
Yes.
Hey, and look who showed up.
I'm Ashley. My Jan, I'm Weezin, and I've been playing Deus Ex, but I just beat it, so...
Oh, very good.
How'd you like the ending?
I didn't like the ending, actually. So.
I've been hearing from most people they didn't like that you just went up and pressed the button, but I thought the ending itself, like the cutscene they showed, I thought it was pretty cool.
I didn't like it. I thought it was kind of a... I don't know, like, yeah, avoiding spoilers, but it's basically just a montage of photos and
at least
narration.
It wasn't. Well, then Adam Jensen went and married his wife and had three wonderful children.
Yeah, that's true. But I would have rather just seen, like, I don't know, I would have seen something else. I just don't like that. I don't know. Not a fan. But it was a really great game besides that and the bosses, which were also horrible.
So, actually, everyone else has kind of chimed in already, but Eli wanted to know how much everyone was willing to pay for the Wii U. Are you getting a Wii U at launch?
I'm not sure. Probably not right away, but I don't know. I'll probably wait and see a couple months. I don't know. And wait for, like, another E3 to come around. I just want to see more what's going on. So, but as far as the price, I don't know. It'd have to be, I don't know, like, it can't be too expensive. I don't know. I'd have to say it has to be under $400. So
you've already topped Bob and I.
Yeah, I'm the only whore here who's gonna be willing to shell out anything.
Well, I hope they price it at $1,000. Just kidding.
Yeah, I'm gonna end up killing somebody to get one.
No, they would completely screw people over if, like, they charged $500 and all that. Then you and everyone else that would really wants it goes and buys it, and then a week later you get a $100 price drop or a $200 price drop.
But I'd have all those GameCube Ambassador games to look forward to, so.
Ha ha! Just kidding!
Alright, so did anyone else have any topics they wanted to bring up before we move into the questions?
Well, speaking of the Wii U and it being part of this supposed upcoming new generation of systems, we've pretty much heard rumors on all three next generation systems now with the announcement of this supposed PlayStation 4 Orbis leak, and they seem to be doing the same stupid crap Microsoft is pulling with the lock-in anti-used game stuff and more digital type stuff, and I for one am a bit concerned that this next generation is going to be complete and utter crap on all ends. So I was kind of wondering if people were, anybody else was a little skeptical about how iffy the details on this next generation are sounding?
You know, I don't think this used game thing will end up going through, but since we've already heard it going through, well, rumors from both the new Xbox and the Orbis, like maybe they made a pact or the publishers are paying off both companies to not have used games, and that would not be good.
They made a pact.
Well, yeah, well, because if just like Microsoft did it, then everyone would go buy a Sony console. But if they make a pact, right, and nobody has used games, then nobody has the advantage in that market. But you know, we haven't heard anything from Nintendo yet, so that would definitely give Nintendo a huge advantage if they were the only carriers of used games.
I imagine Sony and Microsoft executives like surrounding a fire wearing long robes and hoods.
They made a pact in blood.
I really don't think that it's actually going to happen where, consoles won't be able to play used games or it'll tie a game to your like specific PSN account. I just think that unless they have another way of offering products to people at lower prices, that either people will find a way around it or it's just not going to be smart business. And I don't know. And a lot of people have been wondering, if Nintendo would follow suit. I really don't think that it's an issue because I really don't think it's going to happen.
Would they even be able to handle something that complex? I'm getting hit on internet.
Nintendo doesn't even know. I think it'll be, I don't think it's gonna be a big deal. I think it'll be something kind of like what's already happening on the Vita. So, and I don't know.
Yeah,
That's kind of
but
what I think. And then, like, as far as me personally, I don't really buy used games very often. Like, if I want it cheaper, I usually just wait, like, for the price to come down.
are you a PC gamer?
Yeah, but, well, not really. Like, I play most of my stuff on consoles, but I have Steam. I have a bunch of crap on Steam on sale all the
A lot of times, if you want
time.
to play an older game, the only option is to buy used. Like, if you want to buy a PS2 game and be able to play it, then you gotta buy it used. You're not gonna find it new anywhere. And I guess thinking ahead to like the generation after the next one, what happens, if you have your PlayStation 5 and you want to go back and try out a PS4 game? Are they still going to be printing these things, 6, 7 years after the game has been released? A lot of times they don't print games 3 or 4 years after a game has been
Exactly.
released.
Well, the PS4 is, the rumor is that it's not going to be
Not
backwards
backwards compatible.
compatible. Basically, it seems like every generation they're just going to ditch the old generation and then try and sell it back to you digitally, like they do with their vastly neglected PS2 Classic Selection.
Seems like it.
So that kind of leads us into a couple of questions that some people have been asking. Black Arachnid 41 wanted to hear like the thoughts and opinions we had about the Xbox 720 rumors, which were pretty similar to the rumors we heard about the PS4 or for Orbis.
It's actually a pretty badass name.
Yeah,
It's
I actually kind of like it. It's
it more or less means world.
I mean, it's no dolphin, but
Or Project Cafe.
or Project Cafe.
Xbox is codenamed Durango.
Really?
Yeah, I saw
Yeah,
that when I
like
was
this.
looking up
Yeah.
Orbis.
Project Cafe sounds like an iPad game.
The Durango sounds like a
A Dodge car?
sounds like a Jeep. The
Yeah.
Jeep. Or yeah, is it a Dodge? A Dodge Durango?
Dodge
Pretty sure.
Durango.
They make like a partnership with Dodge.
What the hell is a Durango? No, Microsoft probably bought Dodge, knowing them.
A Durango, that sounds like some sort of Australian animal, doesn't it?
Or a musical instrument from Australia. The didgeridoo and the Durango.
Just gonna play my Durango.
Actually, Durango's like a Rocky bet, like a Rocky competitor, like somebody Rocky would box. Like Rocky
Right.
playing, like Isaac Durango.
Well, Durango is a state of Mexico and also car, a car.
So they just, it's just a word.
Yeah.
Thanks for killing the buzz.
You know, so far, like in comparison to rumors from the PS4 and the Durango, like now that, like when you think about it, the PS4 rumors are a lot more reasonable, other than the used game one, obviously. But when you start thinking about, like, the timetable, holiday 2013, early 2014, well, I expected it to come out in 2014 anyway, you know. A lot of this stuff seems fairly reasonable, as opposed to the Xbox 360. No disk drive, that's completely unreasonable. Like, tons of people don't have good internet speeds yet. Like, people
still need disks. They could be using flash memory, though.
Yeah, that actually leads us into another question that Nexter Ordinaire asked. He was wondering about the storage that the next Xbox might be using. They said no disk drive. That could mean flash storage. They could be using some sort of like cloud, some sort of internet storage for all your stuff. What do you guys think? Do you think they'll abandon hard drives altogether?
No. Microsoft? No.
People have the internet.
They're built up too much on memory.
Yeah, and I think the name of the game is, you know, you want to have your files backed up. And if it's all on cloud storage, sure, I guess it's backed up on the internet. But if that's your only file, you know, I'd kind of want to have a hard drive with my save files on it as well, or at least flash memory.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and move into a few more of the questions. High Tide Blues asks, if you had to, what song would you breakdance fight to?
Is this like a breakdance competition kind of fight, or actually like fist fighting while breakdancing? I need to know the general rules here.
Yeah, because I can't breakdance, so.
Yeah, I think a breakdance fight as in, oh shit, what was the name of that movie? I don't remember the name of the movie, but, you know, like a dance competition.
It seems like the first thing to choose would be like Eye of the Tiger.
Like, I can't imagine breakdancing.
Eye of the Tiger is more of a run on the beach fighting song.
Could still do some breakdancing to it. You don't know me.
You're right, I don't know what you breakdance to. It's a fair
break
point.
Breakdancing hamster dance.
I don't even know if I know any breakdancing songs.
Well, I don't think I know any either. So let's move on.
I can't even get up off of a chair, let alone break dance. So.
There you go. So if you're planning on doing a YouTube video, use Eye of the Tiger. We solved your problems.
So Sedate Me asks, if there's a new Battletoads game to be made, would you rather it be an HD remake or completely new?
I never played the old one.
I never played them either.
Why would HD be worth making?
8-bit HD? Come on.
Oh, exactly.
I think it would be interesting for a Xbox Live Arcade PSN downloadable title. Either the original or, yeah, I guess if some company really wanted to make a new one, I'm all for new old school games.
Yeah, I'd rather see a new game than a remake.
Yeah.
You don't want to do the...
I heard it was really hard. That's about all I know about it. Never made it.
It's brutal. It's a quarter muncher.
The hover bike?
So if a new one were going to be made, a side scroller or a 3D platformer? That's easy. Come on, it's got to be a side scroller.
What off 3D platformer? I think of Earthworm Jim 3D. Shiver at the thought.
I try not to think of that game.
Oh, there's another series that I think is gearing for a Rayman Origin-style 2D revival.
That'd be great. That and Toe Jam and Earl.
Yes. And Vector while we're at it. Just get all the old classics and just do 2D Rayman Origin-style revival games.
So, 603 wants to know everyone's favorite kind of soup.
Chunky!
I'm a chicken and stars kind of guy.
You know,
chicken
probably...
stars?
Yeah, Campbell's Chicken and Stars.
They're like chicken noodle soup, but with star shapes.
Yeah, they're like noodles, but they're in the shape of stars.
It's like for kids.
Very typical of an American. I would probably choose like clam chowder or French onion.
Fancy.
Yeah.
You guys are boring. I'm sitting here like thinking of all these obscure Progresso soup.
There are obscure progressive soup flavors. I'm not even aware.
Hold up. You're calling us boring, and yet you're trying to think of different types of canned soup.
Come on, you just said Campbell's. What are you talking about?
At least I'm honest with myself, though.
All right, what's your favorite kind of soup, Bob?
But you're all boring flavors, man. There's this Santa Fe soup that they make that's awesome, but it burns the inside of your mouth.
You know what, Bob?
Is it also Campbell's?
Bob, I envision you as just always with a dark cloud over your head. And you know what? That's why I like you.
It's the greatest hits copy of Dark Cloud. I keep level 5 games floating above my head at all times. That's how big of an RPG fanboy I am.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Yeah. Keep the whip going.
So I want to get through some of these other sillier questions before we move into something that's probably into bigger discussions on. So Buffalo Dragon has a couple of questions for us. He asks, why in a mirror is left, right, and right, left? Anyone want to get into the laws of optics with Buffalo Dragon here?
No.
Okay, let's move on.
Well, if you think about it, then if it's your left, then it's still your left. It's just the mirror's right. I have no idea.
Mind blown.
If Saddam Hussein was alive and a member of my IGN, would you follow him?
Yes. I would definitely follow him.
No.
Well, that depends. Is he a Nintendo fanboy?
This coming from the guy who was going on for 10 minutes about why A Link to the Past is the best game ever made.
And the last great game Nintendo made.
Oh, no, you dick. Not. You dick.
Right there. Hey, I went on a MyIGN follower cleaving today. I cut mine down to 145 following.
Wow.
I'm an elitist now.
What's your criteria for unfollowing? Because I follow a lot of people, but usually what I do is if they've been inactive for more than 3 months, like if they haven't updated their status, I cut them.
That's exactly
inactive, right. Or I see them and I go, have I ever once commented on anything you've ever done or read any? Like, even if you're active, if I can't consciously remember ever reading anything, like, if I don't know who the hell you are, then you get leave.
Wait, you know who I am, right? I wasn't cut.
John was.
Yeah, that's because I like the Wii.
Eli.
You're just a hater.
Yes. We've established this. I'm a lovable troll. All 4 of you made the cut. You're in my elite circle of people that I will ignore because I'm barely on the site anymore.
Yay, my life is complete now.
You haven't even been active lately, Tom. Where have you been?
No. I've been in the real world.
Oh, I heard that place is awful.
It's kind of scary.
It's so bright.
There are other human beings out there.
And if you give them a nice rally coupeau, they don't know what you're talking about.
Right?
Try it.
I asked for the word. Phone nut, and they think I'm a pervert. Horrible.
My wife just shouted me not to be mean to you. And I really had... I didn't have anything mean to say to you right there.
Oh.
God damn it, she likes you more than me.
I'm getting that now. That's a little odd, but
don't worry about it.
Just
go with it. Just go with it.
Appreciate it all the same.
So the Canadian wanted to know how we feel in general about my IGN. We've touched on that a little bit already.
It's okay.
It has you guys.
Yes, it does have us.
And
it has the 3 people that listen to our podcast. Yeah.
So, John
spent hours working on this thing, and 5 people. Oh, cool! I'll listen to it maybe sometime.
Hey, you know what? The Super Nintendo one that we did a couple of weeks ago, or was it last week? I don't remember. Was the most downloaded podcast I've ever done, and it had like 30. Which
it was people wanting me to. They were like, God, Moogles did a Nintendo podcast? Click.
Right.
Let's hear the vile, the vicious vile like it spewed out. And all I did was rant and rave. And I'm not going to say about what. Ah, there's a magical interesting, bold statement at the end. Go listen now. Do it. Screw this podcast. Go listen to that one.
So, Sam... 31007 wants to know what everyone's favorite console this generation was and why.
Mm.
Ashley, why don't we start with you? Shut up, Eli.
I don't know. I really like both my PlayStation and my Xbox, so it's hard to choose which one. I guess I'd have to go with Xbox just because online works better. I like the controller better. I don't know. I just like my Xbox, so.
All right, Eli, go ahead.
Does this include handhelds?
Ooh, no, let's just keep it to consoles.
Consoles?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess when you start talking about your favorite, you have to start thinking about, like, exclusives and what this console offers that others doesn't, like, what unique experiences you've had. And when I start thinking about it, I have to choose the Wii because Wii... And Bob's going to snap at me, but the Wii has so many great experiences that the other consoles don't. And many games on the other consoles are shared. Like, most PS3 games are also on Xbox 360. There's not very many of the games are actually exclusive, so I have to choose the Wii.
There's a lot of exclusives on the PlayStation. If I was going for just exclusives, I guess I'd pick the PlayStation. But it's so hard to choose between them.
I was just going to say that PS3 has, like, if I looked and compared exclusives solely, yeah, that would be a no contest. Especially lately. They're starting to win the downloadable exclusives, too, with Journey and Quantum Conundrum coming out from the creator of Halo, Portal. Exclusive.
Maybe if you ask me in a year, I'll change my mind. I'm not getting a PS3 till the fall, so.
Oh, well, that makes sense if you don't have one.
I mean, I was just playing Heavy Rain the other day, PS3 exclusive. I that game, to me, is more of a unique experience than any of the exclusives I could get on Nintendo. And I'm not saying that to diss the Nintendo games. I'm just saying I think Heavy Rain, if you're going on sheer... unique experiences is unrivaled on either of the other systems.
No, it's too late, Bob. I'm offended.
You're offended?
I'm offended. You said it. You can't unsay it.
My favorite of this generation is obviously my Wii. I just finished playing Okami on it, and it was substantially worse than the PS2 version. But I love the Wii all the same. My PS3 is my baby. It was a renaissance of gaming for me. I was at the verge of not gaming anymore until I bought my PS3, and now I'm probably more into gaming now than I have been the last 5 or 6 years leading up to it. So, yeah, it's an important system to me. Mine's more of a personal reason.
How about you, Tom?
I actually don't have a favorite. I love all of them.
Aww. Come on.
You have to choose one, though.
Hey,
if you had to choose one and throw the others off a cliff.
favorites.
Probably the 360, because I have a couple more games for it.
All right.
we got at least one person, if not two, on the side of every system.
You go ahead and assume that mine is the Wii, is that what you're saying?
No. You don't even have one, do you?
My favorite system is definitely the Wii, and I do enjoy that their PS3, and I do enjoy the Xbox 360, but there's, as far as, like quirky, kind of obscure, I guess, kind of games, I really like what the Wii has to offer there. You know, games that don't necessarily use motion controls, I think the Wii has a lot more to offer than a lot of people think. But, yeah, I have, like, 50-plus games for my Wii, and I enjoy all but maybe one or two of them, but I hang on to those because I'm a collector, and I'm a whore.
How many times in this podcast are you going to say, I'm a whore?
As many times as it takes.
Until he convinces us.
I don't believe you yet. It didn't happen.
Only problem with the Wii is every game I have, I'm always like, oh, this would be so much better if it was on a different system.
I've experienced that too a couple of times. Like, I would love to see, like, Little King Story. I'd love to see what that looked like in HD. But, you know, it's, it doesn't really use, like, pointer controls the way it could to make the gameplay a lot more, I guess, fluid. It would basically work just fine with the PS3 or Xbox 360 controller, but it's on the Wii, and I love that game. So, you know, you kind of have to. And if it were on a different system, you know, I don't think that would tip the balance between my love of the Wii and the PS3. But, you know, it'd make a better case for the PS3 if it had some of the other Wii games. And actually, I'm really tempted to get a Vita because the sequel to Little King Story is going to be on it.
Yeah, I want a Vita. Looks awesome.
Why?
And actually,
I'll get it eventually.
speaking of the Vita, God of Moogles asks, without factoring in financial gains and the like, does it appear that the Vita had a successful launch, judging on its presence in the gaming community?
Why does that douche keep asking questions?
Why do you keep calling
Because he's a
yourself a
douche.
douche? Why do you keep calling yourself a douche?
Well, I am a douche. You're a whore and I'm a douche. I thought we were admitting things here. I thought this was a therapy session.
Yeah, kind of, because no one else is allowed to listen.
Answer
Therapy
my
session
question.
podcast.
So, any feelings about the first month of the Vita? Any strong opinions?
It failed. Just
Oh.
get that out there.
I don't know. Like, I kinda hope it does well because I think the games are probably pretty good. I haven't played any of them, so I can't really comment, but.
When the successor, I mean, when the predecessor is priced $50 cheaper and it's outselling the Vita, that's a problem. Like, when
Yeah,
you're.
fair enough.
I don't know why people want a PSP
Yeah, people in
compared to.
Japan,
That's
the
because it's
PSP.
Japan. They
Well,
love their
no, but.
handhelds. I think they tell me next.
But Japan's the big market for this thing. Like, if you look at the PSP sales numbers, like, Japan outsold America, like, probably 5 to 1 or something like that.
Japan
Because.
outsells America 5 to 1 on porn video games. What's your point?
Hold up. There are porn video games?
Oh, yeah. Have you seen
There's rape video
Girls?
games too.
Rape Play! Rape Play is the greatest video game ever made. John, I'll show you the blog I wrote about it a long
Okay.
time ago.
Yeah, send me the link.
It's good.
Well, the reason the
It.
Vita's not doing well in Japan is because the 3DS like released a bunch of games like right when the Vita came out, and I don't know.
Yeah.
As soon as like the Vita gets like Monster Hunter in Japan, it'll be fine.
Monster Hunter's on the 3DS.
Yeah,
I
it
know,
is.
but as soon as they get, well, yeah, they're not exclusive, I'm sure.
I'm
Probably
not
make
sure.
one
I'm
for
not sure.
Vita.
I don't
From
think
what
they've
I
really.
heard, it's Monster
They'll
Hunter
make one.
4. Oh, sorry.
They'll make a Monster Hunter for Vita, and then it'll start selling.
That is kind of the
It.
key to Japan, is
And
Monster
then
Hunter.
yeah, but the 3DS will get Pokemon.
Yeah.
The DS is getting Pokemon. What?
Eventually, the
Yeah,
3DS.
the DS is getting it because even Game Freak doesn't want to make a frigging game for the 3DS.
But it's for the DS, so that means it's also for the 3DS. There's this awesome thing called backwards compatibility.
Whoa.
Well, it just didn't have a. I know, but I
The
didn't have.
resolution's
Oh.
actually bad on it. I'm not sure how they're gonna fix that. I think there's like a way you can fix it, but you have to make the screen smaller. I don't
Yeah.
know.
I don't know, black and white looks fine on my 3DS.
That's why I bought a 3DS. I bought a 3DS for a DS game, and I regret not just buying a DS. I'd have been happier with it.
You
Well,
don't own a DS?
I never did.
Oh shit, we're opening up a
Oh.
PayPal account so people can donate to get you a DS.
I have a
I have
3DS.
3.
Yeah,
What do I need a DS for?
Well, so you can play it for longer than 3 hours.
The
I
DS was the
haven't.
single most important piece of gaming thing I ever bought.
I haven't played a 3DS for more than 3 hours since I bought it, because it hurts my freaking hand.
Oh, are you turning the 3D on?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I've had the 3D on since the first 5 minutes of Super Mario 3D Land.
Yeah, neither have I.
Which
But I
is
hear.
yet another reason. Once I got past the novelty of going, ooh, cool. What does this do for me?
Yeah,
It's.
I like to, I like to look at what it looks like in 3D and be like, ooh, pretty, then turn it right off.
Really? I always play in 3D, no matter what game it is.
Nah, see, I don't like having to hold it in a certain position, and I don't, I haven't gotten a headache from the 3D, but, you know, if I'm wearing contacts or if I'm wearing glasses, it seems to, like, do different things to my eyes, and sometimes it makes my eyes water, and it looks like I'm crying as I'm playing Pilot Wings, which was...
Oh my god, Pilot Wings.
Playing fast, how could you not be sad?
Yeah, I don't think I can handle the 3D just because... Like, yeah, like I have astigmatism. I have like two of them, and I'm sure it's probably going to be not fun. So, 3DS is not that appealing to me, but.
Doesn't bother my eye.
I don't know. And I don't know. There's not really that many games on the 3DS. Like, I guess Mario would be fun to play. Kid Icarus doesn't look very appealing. But, Vita, I want to play like Escape Plan. That game looks so cool. I want more games like that. And then I want to play. Sorry, I'll just stop talking.
I think the problem with a lot of handhelds, the current handhelds, is that it seems like developers are trying to duplicate the console experience, and that's not what I want on a handheld. I am really excited for the side-scrolling Mario that got announced a month ago because I like side-scrolling Mario and I like playing them on a handheld. You know, 3D Land I liked okay, but it wasn't quite the handheld experience that I wanted. And, like, Resident Evil Revelations I didn't like, and that felt a lot like a console game. I'm not interested in Metal Gear on the 3DS because it's just a port of a console game. I'm not really too interested in Uncharted for the Vita because it's just duplicating a console game. You know, I want something unique.
Well, they said that the handheld Uncharted really has a feel of its own. I've heard lots of things about it.
I want to do the rubbings where you like in the puzzles. Those look fun.
I heard they got so tedious.
That's probably people that just like to shoot stuff and that's it. And you know, Escape Plan is not really a console game. And then they've got like Super Stardust, which you know it's kind of an small arcade type game. That's a handheld type game. Like they have lots of smaller versions. That's what's interesting to me about the Vita is because it's offering kind of these big kind of cool experiences like Uncharted and then eventually like Resistance and stuff. And then it's also offering these like smaller experiences. So I don't know. I kind of think it's offering both and everything. So it's more appealing to me. And then the screen looks pretty and Gravity Rush looks cool.
And they do have Mod Nation.
Yeah, except for you can't play online.
I heard it's not a good version, though. So.
I don't play online. My favorite console is the Wii.
He doesn't know what online is.
Mario Kart on Wii Online isn't bad.
Yeah, I think I tried that once. But
it's
I don't
know. Such a, those friend code things. Like, what's going on? I don't know.
What's your friend code? 6521682
And it's different for every game, too, isn't it, I think?
Yeah.
I don't know. You can't even memorize it.
Yeah, there was... Oh, shoot, what game was it? I think there was a recent Wii game that actually didn't have its own friend code. It might have been the Conduit 2, but anyway, there's, like, the only Wii game that didn't use, like, a separate game friend code that's separate from your system friend code. Anyway, yeah, it was just a bad system to begin with. They were trying to prevent pedophiles from getting like children's like playing games with children, but well, you know, that's not their responsibility. It's your parents' responsibility to make sure that your children aren't playing with pedophiles.
It's been around for like 20 years now. So.
What'd you say, Bob?
I think it's the parents' responsibility to buy them a PS3. Kids, right?
If you love your children, you will make them multi-console gamers.
Yeah.
Dude, I hate it. My parents, like, and most parents don't understand at all. Like, why would you need this other system? I'm like, well, they have these other games. Why would you need different games? You already got this and this. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, Eli, that's because those parents are spending, like, $1,000 on all this stuff. And $1,000 hurts a lot when you have to pay it yourself.
Yeah, but I pay for everything. It's not like my parents pay for... My parents haven't paid for anything related to gaming in years.
But you're not also paying rent and bills. When you got to factor in, can I buy this PS3 and also eat this month? It's a different experience. I've learned
save that. Up though. It's not that crazy.
It can when you don't have a solid job. Then.
Well, yeah. If you don't have a job.
This is my experience of this generation. Is my first real full generation of buying everything myself. And yep, it hurts when you balance everything you need money for. It hurts. It's scary. And I don't want to do it anymore. I want my mommy to buy me my video games.
Me too.
I want your mom to buy me video games too.
Yeah, me too.
Well, John, you're the whore. Why don't you just buy it for everybody? Buy us all Wii U's, since you love Nintendo and you want them to do...
Yeah, because you'll pay $1,000, so you could probably buy us, like, at least three of us one. Probably.
Yeah, I'll you know, if I come into some money, I'll buy everyone a Wii U if you promise to buy some games for it.
If you win that $500 million lottery, you'll buy us a Wii U?
If I win the $500 million lottery, you guys will never hear me again.
John will be in it. Zelda isn't motion controlled and it's like more traditional with that like tablet thing. I'm down with that, but I've heard that they want to do motion, so I don't know.
Yeah, I liked we don't have to keep going back to Skyward Sword, so let's just leave it at that.
That's like a taboo subject.
Some people like Skyward Sword, some people don't, and that's okay.
I felt your glance. I felt a sarcastic cockeyed glance at me when you say, and some people.
Is it that obvious?
So, let's see, where are we at? Oh, SmartGuy10000 wants to know, what game that doesn't exist would you want most to come out? And he gives us an example in Banjo 3, a game that could be made but has no plans to be made. So what do you guys want to see?
Metroid Dread.
No. So a game that isn't in production at all?
Right.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
That's hard.
That's what she said.
Thanks for that.
We were being too professional for too long. I knew there was going to be a sex joke somewhere.
Okay, so if Double Fine hadn't have done their little thing, I would have said that I wanted another old school adventure game. But since they're already doing that, I'm going to say that I would like another Myst game.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I love Myst. Big fan.
Oh, I remember. Another World Ends With You game, which I've been talking about quite a bit.
Yeah, that'd be great too. Shit. How about another game from Factor 5?
Tweet.
nobody? Oh, because they don't exist anymore. Ah, sad day.
I don't think I know who that is, actually.
Factor 5, they did the Rogue Squadron games on the GameCube.
Oh.
Okay.
How about, Nintendo?
Yeah, fuck you guys. Fuck you.
How about Nintendo buys Rare back, hires all the old employees, and makes another Conquer game?
Why would they take them away from Retro?
Yeah, that would be a really stupid move. Retro is the best thing they got going for them.
It's like the new Rare.
But I do agree that, wait, what was the game you just said, Eli?
Another Conquer.
Oh, Conquer. Yeah, that'd be great. I'd like to see another Conquer. But I think Microsoft, since they own Rare, they have the property now.
Yeah, they do. Unfortunately.
What's Rare up? What's Rare up to right now? What are they doing?
Kinect Sports.
Kinect stuff.
Screwing another one of your childhood memories into the ground.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing.
Screw.
Are we gonna get Kinect Killer
Instinct? No, it's nothing.
Kinect what?
Killer Instinct.
Ooh, that would be interesting. I could see that doing well in this generation. A competitive online Killer Instinct.
But with
Kinect. Oh, are they? No. My answer. You guys all had predictable answers. You guys all went for sequels. I want new IPs. I want Michael Ansel to start a new IP after he does Beyond Good and Evil and Rayman Origins 2. And I want Quantic Dream to release a new game yesterday.
So we're assholes because we want sequels, and you want an original game, but after two sequels.
No, I would prefer Michael Ansel to do a completely new IP first. But I know he's already buried deep in Beyond Good and Evil 2. So, hey. But no, if I had to pick one, though, it would definitely be a new Quantic Dream. especially after that Kara Tech demo, which
yeah.
if nobody, awesome. If people listening haven't watched it yet, it's one of the most mind-blowing pieces of tech I've seen done on a PS3. And David Cage is a freaking genius. So they get my money. I'm a whore for Quantic Dream. They can take every dime I have. Just Bobby, make a new game.
We've got lots of whores on this podcast.
No more of this one game a generation crap. I want 500 more Quantic Dream games tomorrow.
Yeah, one game's a little slow.
So Nathan Rocks wants to know, what video game sequel are you most looking forward to this year on any console?
Borderlands 2.
BioShock Infinite.
Yeah, I would have to say BioShock Infinite too.
Oh yeah. Sweet, sweet BioShock. Did you guys see the new creature design they got? The siren?
Yeah. I thought it was like Silent Boy or something like that. Or what was it?
They have another one called the siren.
Okay, I haven't seen that.
Really badass.
Sorry, you guys probably just heard me punching my mic. That was unintentional. And I'm sure that's going to...
That's just your rage at us coming through.
No, because I'm really looking forward to BioShock, but three people have already said it, so now I really have nothing else to chime in. So,
what else is there? I mean, there's not as many... Like there were a ton of sequels last year, so there's not as many.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to E3 yet, so we don't really know what's shaping up this year.
Yeah.
Anyone up for Luigi's Mansion 2?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. If I had a 3DS, that would be the one game that I would be excited for.
I'm more interested in that Paper Mario project they're working on.
Oh, yes.
Like I guess classic. That too.
I'm excited for Animal Crossing.
That's going to be exactly the same, though, isn't it? Haven't they, like, not changed that game since the first one?
I don't know. I heard you're going to be the mayor.
Woo!
I mean, I loved that game, and like when I played on my GameCube, like I played that so much. But
the biggest thing they changed is they took out the NES games that you can unlock.
Oh, I was so
disappointed. Yeah,
they like made it worse. It's like, oh, okay.
I had such a high score in Balloon Battle, and then or not Balloon Battle,
Balloon Fight.
Yeah, Balloon Fight.
But I honestly wish they would make like Animal Crossing and like. Kind of just, like, they don't need to change it, but I don't understand why they can't, like, just, I don't know. They could make some more improvements.
They could make it a more...
still be Animal Crossing.
They could make it actually a more social game when Nintendo discovers the internet.
Like a more MMO-ish.
Sure. I always pictured it as Nintendo's answer to Harvest Moon. Like, it's the same game over and over again, and yet... you still sit there and stare at it and go, I want it! I want to play it!
It has like the best puns ever.
Yeah, but Nintendo pretty much has Harvest Moon by now. Like, Harvest Moon hasn't come out on a different system for years.
And they got Rune Factory, which is Harvest Moon.
Was
that
on the PSP, though?
Harvest Moon had two or three on the PSP and one on the PS3, I believe. And... yeah, I think I just the other day I saw a Rune Factor on PS3 when I was at GameStop.
That's right. Yeah, they did have
a... ruin our hopes and dreams, Bob.
All right, so we got two more questions. This one's also from Nathan Rocks, and he asks, this may seem like an odd question, but what genre do you think best defines video games?
RPG.
Today? Today, I guess.
They all define it. All of them. How can you pick one?
I guess maybe a way to look at this question is if you were an outsider, you didn't play video games at all, and somebody asked you to like describe what you think of as a video game, like what would be like the major description?
I think the main thing that like outsiders see gaming as is probably shooters, because that's probably what they see all the time.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty.
We're all just a bunch of knuckle-dragging assholes that call people slurs over the internet and throw beer cans at the TV screen. I think that's becoming the new gamer. Like, it used to be that gamers were, like, geeks and nerds in people's mind, and we were all just fat, ugly shut-ins.
Or skinny and pasty.
Now gamers are
racist. Skinny and pasty, but now I think it's changing to some douche with a side hat throwing beer cans at his girlfriend and calling people queer over the internet. I think that's a new gamer image, and it's kind of sad. I wish we could go back to being pasty nerds.
It won't last forever, though.
Because I am a pasty nerd. I know, but I'm afraid of what the future...
No, I'm not talking about you being pasty. I'm talking about the way people see gamers.
Change.
Gosh, it won't last... You won't be pasty forever, Bob. Sooner or later, you'll have to go outside.
And then you'll burn like a lobster.
Bob, you should join me outside in the world.
Oh, yes, I should. Let's go on an adventure. Let's just leave. Let's all just wander.
Let's go look for a job. So,
I thought I was going to come with you guys.
Go ahead.
I thought I was going to come live with you guys. I don't need a job anymore. You and your wife are going to adopt me.
Oh, you're paying rent. No question.
I'll pay you in Nintendo games.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. That's it? That's all it took?
That's all it takes. You may think I'm joking, but I have a list, and I can get you this list. And then you just give me like one a month, and that'd be fine.
How long is this list?
It's pretty long. I got about 90 more DS games left to complete my collection.
Wow.
Yeah. So, last question. Chemischler asks, what are some games that didn't get the greatest reviews that you are quite fond of? And let's open that one up to all systems and platforms.
Again. Games.
I felt like the Pokemon Colosseum and XD games. I really liked them, but they weren't getting great reviews.
Oh, you mean on the GameCube?
On the GameCube, yeah. I think I got 100% in like both of them.
Well done.
I can't even think of anything because honestly, most I don't really rage over reviews. Usually, I'm like, okay, I can see a 7. That's probably true. Or, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't really think of the games that I own, what scores they've gotten, and I don't know, is there any game that's universally reviled that you think that, you know, maybe people should give it a second chance because it might be worth at least trying? Oh, there's actually a game also on the GameCube. Does anyone remember Capcom's game Product Number 3, PN03?
Yeah, I love that game.
Yeah, that game is pretty universally regarded as mediocre or bad, but I think it's at least worth trying. It's all right.
Has anyone tried Naughty Bear? That got horrible ratings, but some people really like it.
No, I haven't tried that one.
I think it just has really bad controls and stuff. I think that's what I heard. Just kind of shoddy. But I know people like the idea of it and think it's kind of a fun idea. So I think that's its problem. But I haven't played it, so I don't know.
Is there a game that's always reviewed really well that you think is garbage?
I wouldn't say garbage.
Monster Hunter.
Go ahead.
Noir, throw L.A. Noir in a fire.
Oh, yeah, L.A. Noir. I thought that game was... everyone's like, it was so good. And then I played it, and you literally cannot lose... You can't lose that game. You can't not... I don't know. It kind of bothers me. Even if you make all the wrong dialogue choices, you'll still solve the case. And it bothers me because you can't reload and try the dialogue again. I know they're trying to go for that Heavy Rain thing, but it didn't feel like that. And I don't know. That's just me. And the open world. Why was there an open world?
Because they wanted to put... Rockstar demanded that Grand Theft Auto get put in there somehow.
Yeah.
So they put the shitty driving and bad open world.
Why am I driving around? And I can't hit anybody because it's I'm a policeman, so... Yeah,
they punish you for people. And while you're driving, the camera cuts and makes you fly off randomly into the people. It's almost impossible not to run people over driving. That's why I always use the auto drive in the 2 hours before I quit.
You just make your part drive.
That was the quickest I've ever quit a game. Ever. I've played some of the worst games ever made, and I've played them longer than that game.
I literally stopped.
Wow. That's... You're a better man than I am.
I'm a better man. Thanks. I finished it because, I don't know, I just try to finish games unless they're extremely unplayable.
I found that to be extremely unplayable. I can't speak badly enough about that game. See, Skyward Sword, I just don't like. L.A. Noire was shit. Game was awful. Skyward Sword's just eh. That's my endorsement. It's not L.A. Noire bad.
So once again, I think we're ending on a Bob rant.
Which I was trying not to bring Skyward Sword up because, yeah.
Because we've talked about it to death.
But I kind of agree that one's a little too high rated, but I'll stop there.
That's okay. That, you know, it's if you're okay with being wrong, that's fine.
Yeah.
She hasn't been wrong so far, so.
You stay out of this.
Yeah, I love Zelda games. No. And it makes me sad. I want a Zelda game without motion controls. That's all I ask.
Well, I think that that's as good a place to end as any. So, as we usually do on this podcast, let's go ahead and go around and say where people can find more of you on the internet. For example, I'm John. You can find me on IGN at Gamers Unanimous. You can also follow me on Twitter at Gamers Unanimous and like me on Facebook at Gamers Unanimous.
That's a lot of Gamers Unanimous.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I'm just Weezin on my IGN. And then Twitter, I'm Weezin as well. Only I think I've got 3 E's going in there because someone else has just 2. So.
How dare they?
We'll find them.
Yeah, those jerks.
I'm Paul Salon again on my IGN. I've kind of ditched YouTube and moved on with the streaming train as has, well, that Bob and Anthony kind of started. So I can be found twitch.tv/PauloSalon.
How about you, Tom?
I am Jensen Hirasha on IGN. That's where you can find me. Maybe.
Occasionally, when you're not outside.
Yeah.
Playing sports ball or whatever.
Sports ball.
All right, Bob, how about you?
That leaves me. We have to end on me. I feel obligated to be the punctuation point at the end of every bad podcast. Oh boy, where can you find me? You can maybe occasionally find me basically just saying how much I hate it on my IGN at God of Moogles or twitch.tv/God of Moogles. I stream way more often than I should. I got a nice new layout. And speaking of the stream, April 6th, starting at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, me and Game Guy 523, Super Mario World Race. It's going to be painful. It's going to be the most painful Super Mario World race on record.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so am I. It's going to be fun. I'm excited about it. And you can also find, if you go to disassembletheuniverse.wordpress.com, I'm trying to write more. It's not happening yet, but the site's been completely redone, and it's easier to read all my old fiction crap. So if you're bored and need shit to read, go read, do.
Very good. Well, thanks for listening to my IGN. We'll catch you next month.